Darren Kelly joins us with JobSpot. Darren, what have you got today?
Just one in total, John. Thermodics are looking for an assistant accountant to join their team based in their facility in Ballinasloe. This is a fixed-term contract covering maternity leave. For more information, visit www.thermodics.com/careers. And if you need any phone numbers or email addresses, please call our reception on 091-770-077. Search hashtag GoBeJobs on social media or go to goibfm.ie/jobspot.
Thanks, Darren. You're listening to Galway Talks with John Morley, and I'm joined in studio by Joshua Byrne for Trending Topics. Joshua, it's a busy one today, and we're starting with Tinder because it's adding a new safety feature to the app so online daters can let friends and families know where they are.
Yeah, it's a busy one today. We've got Tinder and TikTok, but we'll start with Tinder. So Tinder are adding a Share My Date feature. And like you said, yeah, it's going to allow users to share their location, time and photo of their match. So this comes as more than 1 in 10 adults in the UK use dating apps, and that's according to Ofcom. And Tinder is the most popular, with nearly 2.5 million adults using it in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of safety concerns, even though it is online dating, ranging from scams to stalking, and then even in some cases, unfortunately, sexual assault. And nearly a quarter of online daters experience digital stalking, and that's according to research from cybersecurity firm Kaspersky. Mm-hmm. With 10% admitting their location had been tracked, and another 10% reporting their social media accounts or emails had been hacked. So yeah, there's safety concerns there with online dating, but this what Tinder are adding is definitely a positive.
Mm-hmm. What is a date ready checklist?
Yeah, so they want this Share My Date feature to be part of a date-ready checklist. So I suppose when going out on a date, that you have a checklist, I suppose, to, you know, obviously to get ready for the date, but to make sure that you have, I suppose, a way to the date, a way home safely, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's letting friends and family know who you're meeting and, you know, where you'll be. And that should be part of your date ready checklist. In positive news, a lot of people already share their date details with friends and family. So according to Tinder, more than half of under 30s tell their friends where they'll be, and 1 in 5 tell their mum. And I would definitely be, I'd definitely be in that 1 in 5. I'd definitely tell my mum. She'd always keep me safe. Yeah, so they're keen to make this feature part of the fun of meeting someone new. And the Share My Date feature is going to roll out across the UK, US and Australia in the coming months. I imagine when it rolls out in the UK, that we'll get it in Ireland at the same time.
Now, TikTok, we're moving on to that. It could be banned in the US if the social media app's Chinese owners don't sell their stake after the House of Representatives voted to support of the measure.
Yeah, so the US are moving a step closer. Obviously, this has been a bone of contention for the US, obviously TikTok being China-owned. And yeah, they've moved a step closer with a new bill that's moved through the House of Representatives. So, you know, a bill did pass, and the package will go to the US Senate, where it's most likely to be passed. And President Joe Biden has already said he'd sign the TikTok legislation once it reaches his desk. And if the bill becomes law, the owner of TikTok will have 9 months to find a buyer, with a possible 3-month extension if a sale is kind of in progress. Okay. But yeah, they'll have 9 months to sell up, basically, or else the US will ban it. And the company are probably going to try and challenge the law in court. They'll argue that it would deprive the app's millions of users in the US their First Amendment rights. And we know the First Amendment is something we're always hearing over in the US, the freedom of speech. And Caleb Bond is an Australian journalist with Sky News Australia. He had this report to explain it.
We don't seem to have audio on his report, Joshua, but just give us a bit of an insight of what he had to say.
Well, so he was basically saying that the US, so the version of TikTok that is in, that is rolled out to the rest of the world.
I think we have it now, Joshua, actually. Hang on.
Now, the US, speaking of the US, is a step closer to banning TikTok after the House of Representatives passed a bill which requires the Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its stake in the company within a year or be barred from operating. Now, of course, there is great concern about the foreign influence and security with the social media app, particularly when it comes to kids and public officials, politicians, public servants, etc., have all been banned from having TikTok on their phones here in Australia.
It's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and Harris says the version that's served to Chinese consumers, called Douyin, is very different from the one available in the West.
In their version of TikTok, if you're under 14 years old, they show you science experiments you can do at home, museum exhibits, patriotism videos, and educational videos. And they also limit it to only 40 minutes per day. Now, they don't ship that version of TikTok to the rest of the world.
I'm glad we did get that, because that's quite interesting, Joshua. And you have another one here as well.
Yeah, so the editor-in-chief of The Verge, which is a great technology news website, which I get a lot of stuff for trending topics from, the editor-in-chief of that is Nilay Patel. And he kind of took a different view of this whole saga, because this is obviously going to create a massive rift in the tech market, because TikTok is going to be up for grabs. Mm-hmm.
Biden will sign the bill. We'll enter into that 9 month to a year period where TikTok becomes one of the richest prizes in all of tech and media, right? It is a scaled social platform that both Meta and Google, in terms of YouTube, are deeply afraid of. There are a lot of players that would love to compete for the dollars that Meta and Google can pull from their social platforms and have no way of scaling their way to do it. So you can see just the ecosystem of players that will either try to raise money to buy TikTok, that might have the money themselves in terms of Microsoft or even Apple, which seems like a long shot, or try to syndicate the money. You can see a Snap try to build a syndicate to buy TikTok. So there's a lot of players that see this prize.
Yeah, this could have a lot of implications to other companies as well, Joshua. When do we know the verdict on this?
Well, I think they are trying to move it through the Senate fairly rapidly. So I imagine this week at some point we'll know. And I imagine that legislation will land on Joe Biden's desk fairly soon. So I think this whole 9 month saga of TikTok trying to sell up will be kicking off quite soon.
It's very interesting, Joshua Byrne. Thank you for joining us on Trending Topics. Still to come on the programme today, we're looking at the No Name Club, because Mount Bellew are doing quite well and they're going to be taking part in those youth finals. And we have live music in studio as well. This time it is the turn of Sinead Murphy. So all that plus lots more coming up on Go Away Talks. If you want to get a comment into us, do on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086-3833-553. Phone reception on 091-770-077. And email comments at goawaybayfm.ie. Good morning.
Go Away Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Mona Bay Road. A new way to car shop.
Good morning, welcome to Galway Talks with John Morley. I have in front of me a number of Mount Bellew No Name Club members. There's Rachel Donoghue and her twin sister Katie Donoghue. We also have Ollie King, who doesn't want to talk today, but we'll see about that later on in the programme as well. But Rachel, I'll start with you first. Good morning and congratulations, I believe, is in order.
Thank you.
Talk to me about the No Name Club. I know you're going for Hostess of the Year.
So the No Name Club is a youth club and we meet up every Friday from 8:30 to 10:00. And we have a number of activities there. We have badminton, we have a pool table, a foosball table, and we do a number of like different nights. So we have tea party nights, pizza nights, card game nights, and we did a pajama night as well. Mm. And we also brought in a karaoke machine and had like a mini disco with ourselves.
Wow. And talk to me about the No Name Club, because it is a youth club for teens, I suppose, what, TY to sort of 50-year type of period?
Yeah, it's... for teenagers from 15 to 18.
Brilliant. And the thing about this club is that there's no alcohol involved with it. It's for teenagers that they can have a space and a facility that they can socialise together without alcohol.
Yeah, so it's to show teenagers that we don't need the influence of alcohol or drugs to enjoy social outings and make new friends.
Mm. Katie, you're welcome onto the programme today as well. It's you and Rachel's second year with No Name Club. Why did you decide to get involved?
Well, when I heard about it at the start, I thought it'd be something fun to do, like on a Friday evening, because, you know, like just to meet new friends and meet different people.
Mm. And the facilities you have in Mount Bellew No Name Club, just talk to us through some of the things you have there and the activities you do throughout the year.
Well, we have like we do a lot of work in the hall in Mount Bellew. Like we play badminton and we kind of do like gymnastics and stuff together in the hall, and then we go bowling once a year in Galway, and we do shopping in Galway as well. Mm-hmm. And then the No Name Club organise different events like Super Talent, Youth Awards, and Youth Conference.
Okay, talk to me about the Super Talent, because I know the club did very well and you did very well as well.
So the Super Talent's like a talent competition. We competed in group dance, solo dance, group singing, group comedy, solo musician and solo composition, and we got through to the National Youth Awards, National Super Talent in solo dance, as solo composition and group comedy.
Okay, and did you get any winners?
Well, that's yet to be. That's on the 18th of May.
On the 18th of May, very good. And yourself, Rachel, as Hostess of the Year contender for Mount Bellew No Name Club, you actually were competing against your sister for a while in it.
Yeah, for the regional Youth Awards, we were against each other for a spot for the National Youth Awards.
Are you still talking to her, Katie?
Yeah, I am.
But it's all roads lead to Kilkenny this weekend. Talk to us about it, Rachel.
So this Friday I'm going up to Kilkenny and I'm meeting the other hosts and hostesses, and then we're going out bowling, just kind of getting to know each other. And then Saturday is the big day, so we've the private interview in the morning, and then in the evening we have a public interview on stage, a party piece, and then we have dinner, and then we have they tell us who won, and then we have a disco then.
And it goes on till the late hours of the night, early hours of the morning as well.
Yeah, we have a 4-hour disco from 9 to 1.
Wow. And it sounds a bit like Rosa Tralee-esque, that whole process of the interview, the private interview and all that. Are you looking forward to it, and what sort of preparation have you had to do for it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's something different, like, and it's something I wouldn't have done before. And I've been looking at the background of the No Name Club and for our own club as well, and how that started up.
Because there's a huge history for Mount Bellew No Name Club.
Yeah, the Mount Bellew No Name Club started 30 years ago, and it was founded by Ollie King, and he's still running it today.
Well, you've name checked him now, we might as well get him here. Ollie, talk to us about No Name Club, because there's a huge history, as we mentioned there, in Mount Bellew.
Well, the problem back was in 1995, John, like, is that it was the same problem that we have today. There was no social activity for young people, so we decided to start a club in Mount Bellew at the time, like. And so far, that's 95 it started, so we'll be 30 years next year, please God. And it has gone well for us, like. You know, it's an unknown amount of young people that's gone through the club, and they've been very successful in winning national awards as well, like, you know. Mm. But apart from that, like, it's to provide activity for young people. Like, there's so much pressure on schools at school at the moment for young people, like, that's doing exams. And I would think that this, and I think the two girls will agree with me, that it's a relaxation of a Friday evening from 8:30 to 10. They can come in and do what they want to, and maybe leave the phones aside for once for an hour and a half. Yeah. That's basically it. We cover two schools at the moment. We cover the Holy Rosary College, Mount Bellew, and Gloucester Craigon in Mount Bellew. So we pick host hostess from the transition years from both schools. So that's where it is at the moment. And there's a good few number going down on next Saturday. We have a little bus to go down to it, like, us, and we hope that Rachel she'll do well. That's what we're hoping.
Mm. Now, the club in Mount Bellew going on for 30 years, and you're actually a retired Garda yourself. It would have been very easy to say, oh, young people this and young people that. But you got together, you formed this club to give them an outlet, and it really highlights the positive things that young people can bring to the table.
Yeah, people are knocking young people. I think they're fantastic leaders. It's up to us to give the leadership to them and don't be knocking them. You know, when we were all young, we made mistakes. Like, and I think that what we're doing there, we're providing an alternative to them. And I think it will give them great confidence when they go on to third level. I hope they'll be able to stand up on their own two feet. Mm. They won't be led by people pushing them to drink or drugs or whatever else they want to do.
Mm. And we mentioned the Super Talent there. Great to showcase all the young people's abilities.
Oh yeah, like, we're lucky as well. We have great talent there, like, you know, that they're able to go on stage. What I find about the young people, the present day compared to my days, they're very confident. They're able to go up on stage, like, and it doesn't seem to affect them. It's like these two young girls now, they're only 17, they're able to come in here today and talk to you.
Mm. But even Rachel herself, she said there about the host of the year, that it's something she'd never done before, but it's great to give young people that opportunity and that experience. It'll stand to Rachel later in life as well.
Oh yes, no doubt about it. She'll never forget this weekend, like, it'll be our top of our table for the rest of her life, like, you know, that's it. I think that we're lucky in Mount Belvedere as well that we have three or four very young people between, say, the 19 and 24 involved with these young people who are in third level and different things, like this. It has made a big difference for maybe a communication thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They don't feel, I'm only speaking for myself, that the age gap is there, that they really communicate like that. And I think that's a fantastic way of a club, that you have three or four young people just a couple of years older than them.
Mm.
And they're able to link in better with them, probably.
And it's nice that they are giving back as well, because presumably they used to take part in the club.
Yeah, we're lucky that we have a very good secretary in Rory Fallon, like, you know, and Rory came through the rank. Rory got to the final a couple of years ago at National Youth Award, so he's secretary of the club now. So he knows the ins and outs of how the Nonian Club has ran.
Mm. And how often do the young people get to meet up each week?
Yeah, Friday night, just 8:30 to 10. That's what it is, like, and I think it's a relaxing, like, we have sort of a thing developed, like, that they are on 9:45 where they finish, like, we have a can of Coke or a can of whatever they want, or a bar, like, and relax with them. Then we discuss what we're doing ahead, like, you know.
Mm. What are the other big plans coming up, Rachel, for the No Name Club in Mount Belvedere?
Well, after the Youth Awards, we have the National Super Talent, so we're hoping to do well in that, and it's a good day out. We're sleeping down in Kilbride for it. It's a kind of a sleepover with them.
Wow, yeah. Very good. And are you looking forward to that as well, Katie?
Yeah, I'm competing in solo dance there. So I have the dance all choreographed, and I have the costume picked and everything as well, which would be good fun. Mm.
And then in terms of school and that, girls, are you in fifth year?
Yeah, we're fifth year in Holy Rosary College in Mount Belvedere.
And what are you hoping to do, or do you know yet?
Well, I'm looking into, like, primary school teaching and something got to do with dance as well, because I'm really into that.
Okay, and what about you, Rachel?
I'm hoping to do physiotherapy.
Wow. Two great careers, and they'll go far in life, Ollie.
Well, no doubt about it. Like, they'll take things on, no question about it.
Brilliant. So it's all happening this weekend, and if we want to find out how the girls get on, how do we do that, Ollie?
We'll make contact with you the weekend. We'll let you know up to the thing. I think Katie has a request to play before we finish.
Well, go on,
I just want to say best wishes to my granny, Kathleen Donoghue, who's listening to us at home now.
Brilliant. Kathleen, I hope you have it turned up to the last there, and you should be very proud of your grandchildren as well. Still to come on the programme today, we have live music, this time the turn of Sinead Murphy. She is a singer-songwriter from Athenryan. She'll be joining us in studio next. Good morning.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Drive happy in Windsor Motor Mall, Galway, with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.
Good morning, you're listening to Galway Talks with John Morley. I have in studio now a very talented musician, Sinead Murphy, who is a singer-songwriter from Athenry. Sinead, good morning.
Morning.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks very much.
We might get straight into it, Sinead. What song are you going playing for us?
I'm
going
to sing Waiting Game, which is going to be the first single off the album, which I'm hoping to release the single in September of this year, all going well.
Brilliant, in your own time.
Room was silent, there was nothing to say. Shaking our heads, wishing troubles away. But then, look to you, you looked back at me. And all I could think of is how could this be? Thinking of ways to fix it. Don't tell me to keep up the hope, 'cause that's not the way that I'm gonna cope. And I'm not saying that you are to blame, but we're stuck in this waiting. I guess we just wanted to hear something more than we can tell you how long it will take. No, we just wanted was one goddamn make, I believe that someone is watching over us. Please don't tell me to keep up the hope, 'cause that's not the way that I'm gonna cope. And I'm not saying that you are to blame, but we're stuck in this way.
Done. That is Sinead Murphy, singer-songwriter from Athenry. And before I forget as well, if you want to be in a chance of winning tickets to another Corch event, just text in book now to 086-3833-553. But Sinead, getting back to you, Waiting Game, a beautiful song. What's it about?
So when I moved back to Galway kind of back in 2019, I was living in Cork up until that time. And we just had a bit of a like an incident, I suppose, at home. And it was kind of a waiting game to see how it would kind of play out, I guess. And it was kind of the main reason that I actually moved back to Galway initially. And it was a big change in my life, I guess, because I was so used to living in Cork. I was studying, I had studied in Cork, and I continued living on in Cork then for a few years afterwards. So my life kind of changed quite drastically, like when I moved back to Galway, and things just changed a lot. So we were kind of in a waiting game to see how things would play out with that situation at home. And yeah, I wrote a lot of my album kind of around that time when I moved back, because there was a lot of stuff going on in my head, and I just thought, put pen to paper and just kind of try and make a few songs out of it, yeah.
But take me back, because you've been a student of music all your life. Where did the love affair begin for you?
So yeah, like I always had an interest in music from like a young age. Like I learned piano initially, like that was the first instrument, and I kind of gave it up fairly quickly, like to be honest. I was very young and probably just didn't have the attention span for it at the time, looking back now. And but as I got kind of older and got into my teenage years, it's kind of when I started to devote a little bit more time to actually playing instruments, learning a lot more about them. Like, you know, I picked up the guitar and I really loved that and took to that really quickly, and started learning piano again classically, and kind of finished the grades in that. And I'm glad that I did that now, even though it was tricky at the time. But and then I'd always enjoyed singing as well, and I continued getting singing lessons then with the music school in Athenry, and I'm actually teaching with them now, so it's kind of come full circle now, which is kind of cool, like, so.
Yeah,
so that's I really enjoyed it.
And once you graduated, we'll say here, you were in Cork for that while, as you mentioned, and you recorded your debut EP, The Golden Book, with producer Christian Best. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'd enjoyed the songwriting aspect of music, and took a module in college, and it just went from there. So the minute I finished college, I wanted to kind of get my music out into the world, and I just kind of pretty much quickly recorded an EP, like did it in the space of about a week, really, pretty much all like live kind of takes. Looking back now, I'd probably have taken a bit more time. I did take a lot more time with the album, like, you know, I kind of learned, not like from my mistakes, but just that I wanted to enjoy the process a lot more, the album and all that, but really enjoyed it. Christian is a brilliant producer, and I he's actually the drummer for Mick Flannery, who's somebody I'd be very inspired by. So I kind of went with him because I knew he was based in Cork, and I really loved the feel of like what he was going for with my music, which I really enjoyed. Like, yeah.
At this point, would you like to play another bit of music for us?
Yeah, can do, yeah.
What's this one?
This one is called By the Sea. It's actually going to be the second single off the album as well. So, yeah.
Brilliant. In your own time.
Sometimes I sit down by the sea and watch the ripples dance for me. Clear my mind of all the noise, the noise that I can only hear. Sipping coffee by the shore, wondering who I'm waiting for. Is this the way that I should think, or can you be okay alone? Is it okay to be alone? It doesn't mean you're lonely. I've been thinking to myself, recent times I've felt I'm happy on my own. Walking back to city life, back to traffic and crossing lights, crowds of people rushing by. Doesn't mean you're lonely. I've been thinking to myself, in these recent times I've felt I'm happy on my own.
That's a beautiful song. You can really hear the tenderness in it. Am I right in guessing that was written during COVID?
Yeah.
To us about that song.
Well, I suppose during COVID, I was actually kind of, at the start, I was living in Cork and I kind of moved back to Galway then. And when I moved back to Cork, kind of after the pandemic, I guess, I suppose I was very comfortable. I actually wrote this literally while I was out for a walk, like, literally right beside the sea, and I just kind of had the thoughts in my head, and I'm just actually very comfortable with my own company, really, to be honest, and that's kind of what it's about. And I suppose the Cork that I had moved back to wasn't the Cork that I kind of had moved from since COVID, and then everything that happened with my family as well. So I suppose I was kind of trying to come to terms with the fact that, like, the reality of my life was back in Galway, not Cork, really. Like, so.
Now you recorded this album before you left Cork. Do you have a name for it and things like that yet? Or can
no
you, can
name
you
yet. I'm still trying to find inspiration somewhere, but it just hasn't come to me yet. I've been kind of, I'm hoping that someday it might just click with me. It could be just the title of one of the tracks off the album. It could be just that, maybe. Like, it could end up actually being Waiting Game, because it's literally been a waiting game trying to get it out. So it could be kind of ironic, like.
And how many tracks are going to be on the album?
I'm hoping to have 10, possibly more. I've written a few since I actually recorded it, so I'm hoping to go back and actually put them on the album, maybe as live tracks, and then add the couple of songs from the EP back onto it with kind of extended versions of that. So that's
brilliant. And how is the music career going at present? Are you gigging around Galway City and County?
Yeah, I'm very busy at the moment. I'm doing mainly like cover gigs at the moment, which I actually really enjoy. Like, I'm very, very busy at the moment. I've kind of built quite a good, career out of it in the last few years. And I really enjoy it. Like, I enjoy every gig that I do. Sometimes they're very quiet, but, you know, sometimes that's nice as well. You can kind of try new stuff and... but I'm very, very busy at the moment, and I'm actually really enjoying it. And I teach as well, 2 evenings a week, so I'm quite busy with music all around. Really.
And that's with Aton Rye Music School.
Yeah. So I teach singing 2 evenings a week with them. So
must be nice as well, teaching the next generation coming up as well.
Yeah, like, it's not something I ever thought I'd end up doing, but I actually really enjoy it, because I have to say pretty much all my students are actually great, and they're really interested, and that's kind of half the battle sometimes, you know.
Am I pushing it if I ask for a third song?
Not sure, I can play one.
What's this one called?
This one is called Final Night. It's actually one from my EP. Let's do a quick tune up the guitar there. This is the single that I released off the EP. So this one is actually available to stream now on Spotify and all the kind of streaming platforms, and I'm hoping to put this one back on the album as well, to give it another shot.
Great, in your own time.
Oh darling, don't leave me on this shelf. I know I've treated you bad as I treated myself. Oh darling, please don't walk away. If you stay a while, I'll get better someday. Let's hit the road in the summer. So scared that this will be our final night.
Well done again. I'm speaking with Sinead Murphy. What's that song about, Sinead?
It was one of the first ones that I actually wrote, and I kind of wrote it with the mindset of like, kind of, I suppose, mental health struggles, I guess, and just kind of wanting to escape from maybe a scenario with the one you love, I guess, and just be at peace with them and kind of remove yourself from the chaos that is the world, I guess. And that's kind of the mindset I had at the time when I was writing that one. So, yeah. Mm.
It's powerful. What other sort of issues do you cover in the album?
It's not like... I feel like my music is always kind of sad sounding, but I'm actually quite a happy person, I promise. I just tend to write these kind of somber songs. It's probably just from like listening to artists that I really like, that I kind of love that kind of sad sounding kind of vibe. But I do write stuff like, I wrote one about a bus driver actually once when I was kind of flitting back and forth to Cork before I actually drove myself. And he was just a gas man, like, to be honest, and I just wrote a song about him on the bus. So like certain things like that will kind of catch inspiration, or like just family kind of things and people with like struggles. It does seem all very kind of sad, but a lot of the time it's just trying to have a nice message in the songs as well. Like,
someone's texting, what a soothing voice, you can sing me a lullaby any day, fair play to you. That's a lovely message.
Yeah,
Sinead.
That's nice. Yeah.
If people want to book you in, Sinead, for a gig, or if they want to stream your music, what's the best way of doing all that?
Well, streaming wise, I suppose Spotify would be the best job. The main thing with Spotify is just following me on Spotify. It just tends to get you onto the playlists a lot quicker, which is kind of the main thing. Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with me, like, so Sinead Murphy Singer on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And just drop me a message there if you want to book me. Quite active on the Instagram, like, not so much on Facebook anymore, so Instagram is the way to go, or emails, and all my details are up on Instagram at the moment, like.
And the album itself, is it September release date you're hoping for?
The single definitely in September, okay. With the album possibly next year. I want to take my time, just maybe kind of bring out two singles, see how they kind of travel, and just add to the album and go from there, and just enjoy the process at the moment, and just, you know, listen back to it. It's been a few years since I've actually gone down to Cork and actually even listened to it in full, so... do that first and see where we're at, and add bits and pieces to it as I want, you know.
Brilliant. Well, you have a lovely voice and you have a lovely tone and style with your music as well, so all the best wishes in the future. Sinead Murphy from Athen Rye, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
Thank you.
Just a reminder as well that the Community Matters series, we're out and about to different parts of Galway City and County this year, and on Friday week, that's the Maybank holiday weekend, we will be broadcasting from Clifton. And we'll be broadcasting from the Woodfield Hotel. So if you have a story to tell, let us know by contacting comments at goibayfm.ie, and come to our live broadcast in Clifton from the Woodfield Hotel, where we will highlight the issues that matter to you between 9 and 12 on Friday week. That's the Maybank holiday weekend. The Community Matters series is brought to you by Galway Bay FM and is funded by Commissio Na Mban. So I'm just organising when I'm going to go out to Clifton during this week to meet a few of the local people, and we'll get that programme organised for Friday week, the Maybank holiday weekend. So it's going to be a good weekend for all involved in Clifton there. And a reminder as well, we're out and about to various different parts of Galway City and County over the coming weeks and months. So if we're coming to your area, do get in contact with us. You can phone us on reception on 091 77 0077, email comments at goibayfm.ie, or even text and WhatsApp into the on-air number, that's 086 38 33 553. Tomorrow morning, I can tell you, it's already pretty jam-packed. We'll have our history talks as per usual. We also will have a number of debates, because there's been a lot of issues raised by different councillors in terms of bridge names and different road projects and stuff like that. So we'll be focusing on all of that tomorrow, and we'll have our usual slots as well. And it's going to be quite busy into the weekend. If you want to get your voice heard on Galway Talks, do let us know. We'll be continuing to follow the situation in Tuam and the traffic chaos that's been caused since they decided to close the bypass for those essential works as of Sunday. I was there yesterday myself between 3 and 7:30, and it was gridlock all the way out the N83 and all the way out the motorway as well, way past the flyover there, and it has had an effect on businesses in the town. But if you have an issue like that and you want me to come out to a different part of Galway City and County, I don't care where it is, it could be the edge of Inishere, or it could be up in Williamstown, wherever you are, let me know. I'll come out and I'll chat to all the local people involved in the area. I will get your problem raised here on Galway Bay FM and see if we can find a solution for it as well. But that's where we make our leave for this morning today. My thanks to Sinead Murphy for her beautiful singing there over the past while, and all the different guests on the show. Thanks to Darren Kelly, who produced the show for me today and did a wonderful job. Thanks to Siobhan, who took your calls on reception. And that's where we make our leave for Galway Talks for today. We're with you tomorrow morning between 9 and 12, and we hope to talk to you then. Yeah, it's a busy programme tomorrow already. Do join us for that. And a reminder that Ronan Lardner is up next for the Livewire. It's a lovely sunny afternoon out there. Wherever you are, stay safe and have a very good afternoon. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway and get a free 3-year warranty on hundreds of used cars.